I don't usually tell stories, but sometimes an ancient story seems to have contemporary relevance. We know the character I'm thinking about as Don Juan. In Italian, it's Don Giovanni, the title character of a Mozart opera. Don is an honorific title. Like some people with whom we share this world, Don Giovanni is a braggart. Leporello, his servant, sings mille tres, in English, 1,003. Leporello counts the women all over Europe that Don Giovanni has dishonored. 640 in Italy alone, 231 in Germany, 100 in France, 91 more in Turkey, and in Spain, oh, in Spain already, 1,003. Leporello adds that these girls came from all ranks of society. Girls from the city and the country, maidservants and noblewomen, members of the aristocracy. Don Giovanni uses different lines for women of every hair color, shape, and weight. The first half of the opera is lighthearted. Peasants dance in preparation for the wedding of Zerlina and Masetto. But Don Giovanni sends Masetto off with a combination of claims that everything will be fine because he, the Don, is a nobleman, plus thinly veiled threats with his sword. Then the Don dangles enticements before Zerlina. Zerlina sings, "I would, but I would not." I remember seeing a young couple sing that duet on the lawn at Chautauqua. I can no longer remember their names, but never forget how well that Zerlina sang. Coquettish, but embarrassed at her own desire, completely understanding Zerlina's predicament. Zerlina knew that this nobleman might be insincere, merely to dishonor her, but finds herself unable to resist. The first act ends with others who know and resent the Don's tricks, rescuing Zerlina. Don Giovanni comments that the devil is playing with him. The second half of the opera is quite different. Don Giovanni has escaped those angry with him and taken refuge in a graveyard near the statue of the character known in Italian as Il Commendatore, commemorating a man killed by Don Giovanni, and the father of one of the noblewomen who has rescued Zerlina. An inscription at the base of the statue demands vengeance. There, in the graveyard, the statue speaks, warning Don Giovanni he is near the end. Cool and fearless, Don Giovanni invites him to dinner. Sure enough, Il Commendatore appears at dinner as a white shrouded statue, we could call him a ghost, demanding repentance. Don Giovanni refuses to repent, claiming he fears nothing. They scream at each other, "Repent, never! Repent, never!" Like the Donald we have to live with, the Don that was Giovanni, quotes, loved women too much to regret dishonoring them. Mozart, often thought of as writing music that ranges from merely pretty to soaringly beautiful, grabs musical lightning from the Lord and hurls it at Don Giovanni, pulling him down, taking him to hell. Mozart's opera ends with the characters in chorus making clear that is exactly where the Don belongs.